Okay, good morning. I was asked by Rabbi Subotsky to fit in for him today. I am not holding what you're holding, so we're going to talk about some unrelated topic. An interesting topic. No. I want to discuss a Kohen who's in the mikveh. And a dead body is found in the mikveh. Of course, the Kohen has to leave the room, the building. The question is, can he pause to get dressed and then run out?
Body's in the room?
Body's in the room, it doesn't matter where the body is, it's in the same room. The Kohen's in the water. So can he stop another 30 seconds to get dressed and cover himself? Or he has to run? Like the day he... Kiyomi Valdoy. Like the way he was born. And run out of the room and the building. Oh, correct. This is the sugya of Godel Kavod HaBrius, and that's what we need to analyze and find out. Can we permit the Kohen to get dressed, or does he have to run out as fast as he can, irrelevant of the consequences?
Why does he have to leave at all? Once he's tummy, no?
Okay. All your things they're saying, good. Is that really true? So can a Kohen go to the base chorus? Can you do loud Kohanim? We're all Tomei. We're all Tomei. Everyone's a Tomei base today. So you're permitting Kohanim now to go into the base chorus? So I'm asking you. That's what you mean to say? So all the Kohanim are now mutter to be mitamei themselves like Yisrael? Because they're all Tomei anyway.
So what's the issue of a Kohen coming to the base if he's already Tomei? I don't get it.
Maybe it's written... To be with the mace is an issa, even if you told me already.
It's not a tummy issue.
It's an issa to be with the mace together. It's not to just it's not a tumor prevention scheme, which means if you're tummy anyways, it doesn't matter. It's maybe it's an issa. I'm asking you. Everything you're saying is good. These are topics we're going to discuss with Rav Hashem. I just want to be aware of the ramifications of what you're saying. You are suggesting that all Quran today. They can go into the basic forest, be mitamit, work in the Chevra Kadisha as much as they want. That's what you are suggesting. Because they're Tomei anyway.
So then the reason is not because of Tomei, obviously.
Okay. So it's an issa to be with the mace. Okay. So this is what I'd like for your Rishus to discuss this topic. Okay, we'll start off with a sugya in the Gemara. In Brachos, your testament base. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Hamoitze kilayim bebigdoy. A person who finds kilayim in his clothes. Poishton, he must take them off. Afiru bashuk. Even in public, he must take them off. He doesn't necessarily have underwear. Whatever clothes have kilayim must be removed instantly. Even in the public market. My time, and what's the reason? Says the Gemara. Ein chochma, vein tvuna, vein eitza, le neged Hashem. Kol mokim shesh chilul Hashem, ein cholkim kovet l'rav. Meaning, since Hashem says you must not wear kilayim, to disregard and to not obey what Hashem says is a chilul Hashem, therefore, your honor bears no weight. Then, even for a Rav, even for a Choshev, a person, a big Talmud Chochem, it has no weight compared to Chilul Hashem. And Hashem says, don't wear kilayim, that they must be removed, afiru pashuk. This is what the Gemara says.
Yes, there's also an issue.
Sorry?
It's also an avail.
What is?
If it's a lady, let's say it's a lady, it's sneakers.
Okay, that's also an. That needs to be discussed as well.
Okay,
but not right now. We're discussing a man. Okay, says the Gemara Toshma, v'la'achoisay. Extra word. Ma Talmud Leimar, What is what teaching me? Is talking about nazir. Hayash harisha hoylech lishchoit as pischoy. A person was on his way to shecht his carbon pesach. V'lamul is bnoi, or to do mila to his son. V'shama shemeis loy meis. He heard that his close relative has died. Yochol yachzoy v'etame. Should he go back? Drop the carbon pesach. Drop the milas bnoi. Not literally. Should leave it. He should leave, ignore his current mitzvah, and go be metamer the mace. There's a mitzvah for the mishpacha to be metamer for the mace. So would that be done? Amos lo yitamer. No, why should no? You carry carbon pesach. More important carbon pesach. And milas bnoi. These are mitzvahs that entail kares. More important than the burial of your family. Yochel k'shem she'inu metame lehem. K'cheinu metame lemeis mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, could it be in the same way that you ignore the burial of your close family? So maybe I should ignore the burial of a meis mitzvah. If I am on the way, I discover a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah means an abandoned corpse that no one's dealing with. So could it be in the same way I will ignore? I ignore my korban pesach. Sorry, I ignore the kvura of my mishpacha for the sake of my korban pesach. So maybe I should ignore the meis mitzvah as well for the sake of my korban pesach. No. Not discuss the mitzvah. No. Someone else will do it. No. That's not what discuss. No. We're discussing it. It's just your family. Someone else will deal with it.
Nobody could.
Why the hell? Maybe people will tell me anyway. The Chevra Kadisha told me anyway. They're not bringing korban pesach. You have goyim who can bury him. Let me say that. We'll work it out. That's not the case. So, could it be the same way I ignore the burial of my family, my obligation to bury my family, for the sake of Korban Pesach? Maybe I should ignore the Meis Mitzvah as well. Talmud loyim avala choisu. La choisu deinu matame ava matamu la Meis Mitzvah. So that's what the Torah is teaching us. Yes, that you ignore your sister, but you won't ignore Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah, you'll drop everything to bury the Meis Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, what's so special about Meis Mitzvah? Kovod Abrius? You have a human being, his body is on the floor, he's being degraded. The Kovod Abrius is to bury him, get him buried. That's the Kovod. The last honor we can give him is to bury him. So, why don't we say the same principle? And ask the Gemara, Leima in Chochma vein Tvuna vein Eitzara neged Hashem. Let us say the same idea. Why do we give weight to the Kovod Abrius of the mace? Why? Let us say, since we have a Chil Hashem, we have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, mitzvah to be done, let's forget about the honor of the mace. Why is it different than Kilayim? Why is it by Kilayim we say we ignore your human dignity for the sake of the Kilayim? Why don't we apply the same principle with the mace? It's ignore his human dignity, his last dignity, for the sake of the mitzvah.
That's a mitzvah.
Huh?
One is a mitzvah, one is not. Mitzvah is a mitzvah.
But we already saw that Kvuras HaMeis of itself doesn't override Korban Pesach. We saw the mitzvah of wearing your mishpacha that doesn't override Korban Pesach. So what makes Meis Mitzvah special? Because his bizoyan. That's what is tipping the scales. His bizoyan, the Meis Mitzvah, the fact he's mutal bizoyan, is tipping the scales. So ask tomorrow, why is it that the bizoyan of being naked in the street doesn't tip the scales versus kilayim? What's the difference? Answer the Gemara, Shani Hosom Dirstiv La Choisoi. Say that. That's what the Pasuk says. That's why you have a Pasuk and tells you La Choisoi that you will be Matama for a Meis Mitzvah. It's a Pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Velig Mar Mine. Okay? Let's learn out from that Pasuk of La Choisoi that we give weight to Kovod Abrius. The same way that Choisoi teaches me that the Kovod Abrius of the Meis Mitzvah will override the Korban Pesach and the Milas Bnoi. Why can't we learn out from there that the Kovod Abrius of the person will override the Kilayim? Answer the Gemara, Shev Valtase Shani. Answer the Gemara, this is in Brochus, your testament base. half of Darf already. That Shev Vatas Hashani, meaning it, the case of the Korban Pesach, it's a Shev Vatas, meaning by you becoming Tomei, you bury the mace. Now you can't bring the Korban Pesach. This is called in a passive way. When it comes to Erev Pesach, you're not available to bring the Korban Pesach. What can I do? So therefore, you are canceling the mitzvah in a passive way. You'll be in a position where you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. You bury the mace, and therefore you can't make it to your son's bris. It's called Shev Al Tase. So by Shev Al Tase, indeed, there Kovod HaBrios could override the Raisa. Masha'en Kein by Kilayim. Kilayim is called a Kum Ve'ese, and therefore it cannot override Kovod HaBrios. This is what the Gemara says. So what about us and our kohen in the mikvah? Well, right, he wants to stay. Will his kavod abris override the prohibition of a kohen to mitom? This is a kum ve'ese of a shev al tase. This is a kum ve'ese. Kavod abris, no. Okay. No, but we see that Kavod HaBrios works. What's the answer? Kavod HaBrios can work in a Shev Al Tase way.
Why would the
Emet
being in the same room with the mace is doing an active way?
That's being active or being passive?
No, not really.
What do you think? Amak. The coin staying in the room. Get dressed. That's actively over doing an Issa or passively? Active? What does Mr. Mark say?
Issa is a kind of passive Issa.
But he's getting dressed. Is that called a...
No, I'm saying he's being... I can't really visit this as being as being passively over and kind of passive Issa.
So what are you saying? That means he's being active?
Yeah.
So you all agree, it's all being active. Okay. Poseidon. We'll continue. We'll pick up on that later on. Okay. Let's continue. There's still another point that has to be clarified. Okay. So the Gemara told us the principle. Kavod HaBrios can override an Issa only by a Shev Al Tase. In a passive way, not an active way. The question is, that works for the Korban Pesach. You're right. The Korban Pesach has been overridden in a passive way. He comes impure. He can't bring the Korban Pesach. He's not around. He won't make it to son's bris, the Seder. What about the Mace Mitzvah himself? When the Kohen sees the Mace Mitzvah and he walks to the Mace, he's a Mace Mitzvah. He's Mutal the Bizoyan. He's been disgraced. And I'm going to go and bury him. Is that when the coin goes over to him, lifts him up and buries him in the ground? Is that passive or active? Active. There's nothing greater, more active than that. The coin is actively going and burying the mace. The coin is defiling himself. He's making himself impure. He's coming into contact with the mace through an active action. Right? Yet that's permitted. The Torah is teaching me with Achoisoi, you must time yourself for a Mace Mitzvah. So we see that Kavod HaBrios overrides even Mekum Ve'ese. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, it's Shev Val Tase Shani. So Atma, learn out from Kavod HaMeis, learn out from there that Kavod HaBrios allows you to override the Issa Deraisa. Ask the Gemara, no, that's Shev Val Tase. That's true. Regarding the Korban Pesach, but what about the Kohen himself? The Kohen himself, who's burying the Mace Mitzvah, is actively making himself impure. So that means that Kavod HaBrios allows you to actively be over an Issa.
That's a
that's the etzem kavod bria thing itself. Like you wing curse against something else that's done different ways.
Okay.
But the kavod bria, it's not a getter in the kavod bria, it's a getter in the thing that the kavod bria is pushing off.
So here the kohen has an issa to become impure. This is an issa that exists in a kohen. He cannot come in contact, not allowed to come in contact with a mace. Yet the kavod bria overrides that. But that means it's actively. Why are you focusing on the Korban Pesach and therefore describing this as a Shevalt Aseh? Focus on the Issa Kehuna. The Issa Kehuna is being overridden actively for the sake of Kavod Abrius. It's a very big question in the Sugya. Do you hear it? So this will show us that Kavod Abrius is powerful enough to even a Kumbe Aseh. Answers Rashi. Rashi is bothered by the question. Sorry?
The case with the mikvah. So how does it compare to the case with the mikvah?
We're getting it. We're getting it. Okay. Says Rashi. Rashi's bothered by the question. It says Rashi that when regarding the Issa Kehuna difference, because when the Torah wrote it's forbidden for Kohen to become Tomei, it wasn't said about the Meis Mitzvah. When the Torah says the Kohen cannot become impure, it's referring to everyone else besides the Meis Mitzvah. It's never part of the Issa. Kavod Brius is not overriding, it's not clashing with the Issa Kehuna. It's not true. The Issa Kehuna was never said regarding a Kavod Brius.
What's the story for that?
This is a built-in legal loophole.
Why should we say that?
Huh?
Just to answer this question. Like, why should we say that?
So like there's no love in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. The question is that we've seen the Kavod HaBrius is overriding a love, so therefore let it override every Kriyaim as well. Everything. So actually, no. There's no love to begin with. The love was never said regarding Kavod HaBrius. That's why it's not Rashi. Very, very longish. Regarding Korban Pesach is for everyone. Oh, this guy is overriding Korban Pesach. It's Shevaltas. But regarding Issa Kehuna, it's a built-in heter that therefore the lab was never said about Issa Kehuna. Zoi Zokt Rashi. Correct. Tosfos does not agree. What are you talking about? It says every Essa Doicha Loitasa, you say no. It's the Loitasa was never said about the Essa. Get out of hand, this type of svara. Says Tosfos, no. Of course, the Kavod HaBrius is overriding the Issa Kehuna. But you know what? Issa Kehuna is called a lav she'ena shoveh bakoil. We find in the Gemara that Isurim that don't apply to everyone is a weaker type of Issa. It's a limited Issa. So it's true. En achinam, Kavod HaBrius can override Bekum ve'ese. Issa Kehuna only applies to a limited part of the population. So for that lighter, easier Issa, Kavod HaBrius can override even actively. But Kilayin applies to everyone. And Korban Pesach applies to everyone. And Bris Milah applies to everyone. Here, Kavod HaBrius can only work in a Sheval Taseh form. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Right? So according to Rashi, we don't distinguish between a lash in a shavah bakol or not. The Kavod HaBrius doesn't work in a kumbese. According to Tosfos, when it comes to lash in a shavah bakol, here Kavod HaBrius can override the nisa even the kumbese. Okay, where is it going to take us, Rabbi Sai? Ah, Gevaldik. Go back to the mikvah.
When the Shavah Bakol, there's more reason to say what?
When it's Shavah Bakol, that means it's more severe lav, because it applies to everyone.
It's more reason to say.
And therefore, their Kavod HaBrius cannot override the Kum Ve'eseh, only B'Shev Ve'al Taseh. Okay? So back to the mikvah. Now work it out, guys. Come on. So tell me, what's the now din by the mikvah?
Even though it's kumba say, but it only applies to the kohen, which is not the rabbanon.
Oh, wonderful. So when it comes to the mikvah, We have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, there's no heta, because as you all agreed, this is called a kum ve'ese. You all told me, all three of you told me, that's a kum ve'ese case. So by the kum ve'ese acting. This is not a meis mitzvah. There's not a 50 yisraelim in the mikvah. It's not a meis mitzvah. It's a right. So you all told me that the kohen to delay to stay is a kum ve'ese. Kum ve'ese means active. He's actively transgressing his issa actively.
There's
no issa,
that's what
I'm saying. What do you mean there's no issa?
He's already
tummy. No. He's tummy yesterday as well, and a week ago, and a month ago, and his grandfather's also tummy. We're all tummy, since we finished with the paraduma, we're all tummy mace. Okay? It's paraduma, correct. We have probably close to 2,000 years we haven't had a paraduma. Okay, we will deal with what you're saying, but later on. Right now, we're going with what you know, and what we all know, that Kohanim are forbidden to be in contact with Mason.
But love?
Love, sure. But love, we will get them. So we'll Zad Hashem. Right now, we're going with the classical assumption that it's Osirpen. This is the Raisa. So can the Kohen stay and get dressed? So according to Rashi, no. Because this is a Kum Ve'eseh. It's true that you have covered up Rias, it's very, very embarrassing for you to run out naked. But, you know, your covered up Rias cannot override an Issa Deraisa, but Kum Ve'eseh. It's Kum Ve'eseh, you're actively staying here and getting dressed. I'm sorry, you have to run out. Okay? That's for according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, what's Tosfos going to say? This is the Lav Shein Shavah Bakol. This is, the whole problem is only for the Kohen. It's only Issa Kohen. Therefore, it's Lav Shein Shavah Bakol. By Lav Shein Shavah Bakol, then Kovet Abrius will override even Bekum Ve'eseh. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the Kohen could stay and get dressed and then go out. Okay, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramo in Orach Chaim, Siman Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel, says the Ramo, if a person is one of his tzitzis snapped, the whole corner snapped off, and he's embarrassed to sit without tzitzis, so you can still wear his talis, even though his talis is posel, from Kovel Abrius. But only on Shabbos, but not on a weekday. On a weekday, go make yourself new tzitzis. On Shabbos, we can't make yourself new tzitzis, so Kohen Abrius will allow you to wear the talis. Says the Gemara Avraham. Says the Gemara Avraham, what do you mean? But this is the deraisa. You have a chiyuv deraisa to wear tzitzis. How could Kohen Abrius override the chiyuv deraisa?
Are you talking about he's sitting with Tzitzis Yatzid, or he's walking around the Kitaram?
No, he's in shul.
Like
no, he's in shul. We're not discussing Karina. He's in shul, he's embarrassed. You know, people think, going to think he's an Elta Bacha. Everyone has the talis, he's not with the talis. He's saying he's a widow, never got married. So he's embarrassed. So therefore, because of Kavod Abrius, passing the Ramah, he can wear his talis on Shabbos, not on a weekday. Weekday, go mend the tit. Ask the Magen Avraham, but this is Issa Deraisa. And Issa Deraisa doesn't get overridden with the Kavod Abrius. Right? You're wearing a talis. You're putting the talis on, knowing that that's possible. So this is, it's very nice, Kavod Abrius, but Kavod Abrius doesn't work by Deraisa and Kum Ve'eseh. Answer the Magen Avraham, you should know, there's no Issa to wear a talis without tzitzis. No such Issa. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't wear a talis without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah, if you have four corners, mitzvah to put on tzitzis. No, when does the mitzvah apply? As much as you can. If it's on a weekday where you can make tzitzis, so the chiyuv, you have a chiyuv deraisa to make tzitzis. On Shabbos, where you're not allowed to make the knot, by definition, you cannot. The meidah, the mitzvah doesn't apply. There's no issa to wear four kampas. The Torah never said, take off your four kampas. The Torah says, put tzitzis on your four kampas. No, it's a Shabbos. The Torah doesn't want me to put tzitzis on the four kampas. It's impossible. That's Of course, the drabon you can't. You can't go ahead on Shabbos and deliberately wear a talis posel. It's a drabon to do that. But here, where it's covered up brios, that overrides this drabon. Mitzad the rice, there's no issa. There's no issa being overwritten. So let's talk to Morgan from. Similarities, not as tight as Rashi did it.
Why isn't it Shabbat al Tatsa if he's already wearing it?
No, you can even put it on.
Who got a bracha?
Yeah, no bracha to be said. Yeah, a bracha for sure. He can go ahead. He comes to shul on Shabbos morning and he discovers that his little son cut his tzitzis. So he can actually go ahead. If he's embarrassed, he can go ahead and wear the talis. Because of covered up prius. He's doing it. It doesn't work for the raisa, the kumbesa. So the Mogul Vom, there's no deraisa over here. Because there's no issa to wear. The Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to wear four cornered garments without tzitzis. The Torah says, you want to wear it by kashat, put on tzitzis. No, on Shabbos, I can't put on tzitzis. So therefore, I'm not doing it, and there's no avera being done. So I'm talking about Rabbi Kreger. Says, even without this yisoid, because I live in Teretz, tzitzis is the laugh, she'ina shova bakoil.
Only men?
Yeah, women are not chayiv of tzitzis. Therefore, says according to Tosfos, therefore, Kavod HaBrios can override Eser Belav Shein Shov Vakol. That's not Rabbi Kveiga.
Don't
he's passing like Tosfos. He's saying, you should know. According to Tosfos, there's no problem anyway. Don't even have to come on to the Morgan Avraham. Okay, now let's try and discover how do we paskin. Paskin Rashi, do we paskin Haitoisvus? Zog the Ramo. In Yerodea, Simen Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Alef. Koyen Shashoichev Orum. People in the old days did not have pajamas. They would sleep naked. Vuba Oyel Imameis. This Koyen is in the same room as a mace. For a yoda, this guy wasn't unaware of the fact. He's not aware that someone else died. Ain la gidloi. Don't tell him, hey, you're in the mace. Rather, what should you do? Yikru loi stam. Yankele the coin, I want to speak to you. Can you please come? I want to speak to you privately. What's he going to do? Can you get dressed? Okay. Doesn't understand why he's being called out. So he gets dressed. Says the Ramah, you call him, even though he's gonna take another 2 minutes to get dressed and put in his clothes. And then once he comes out of the room, Gvaldik, he's out. Oh, what's going on? How is it that we are facilitating? We are causing him to be with a mace. That means we're going like Rashi or Tosfos. How is that we? Huh? Why Rashi?
Well, Tosfos said that it's mitzvah not shalva kol.
Yeah.
But here, right, not shalva kol.
So in Chora, the fact that we are knowingly, we are causing him to be in the mace with the mace. So apparently. We're going like Tosfos.
Why? Everyone tells you not to do it that way. You can just get directly dressed.
Oh.
Well, Tosfos is going on the person himself. Here it's like, you like the lifting either with the Messiah.
You're saying good. But really, Adarabba. Bakbun Fakert. This is a source against Tosfos. Why? Because according to Tosfos, even if he knows about it. Yeah, I could tell him, listen, get up. Get dressed, then you have the mace with you. We could tell him outright. Adarabba. Here we don't hold that Tosfos. If the Kohen knows, it's also for him to stay. It's only because the Kohen doesn't know, can he get dressed. But would the Kohen know, he'd have to run out naked. So Adarabba, we're not going like Tosfos. Fuck yeah, we're passing against Tosfos.
Not Rashi either.
Why is it not Rashi? Huh? Oh, so what is going on then? So Taka, what's going on? So we don't pass Taisus. So why are we are being marshal him and we are misleading him to stay longer with the mace? What's going on? The answer is, it's the Ramah L'Shitosai. Till now we spoke about someone who's wearing kilayim, and he discovers kilayim in the shuk, he has to get undressed. So after Shulchan Aruch, Haroya Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Aleph, Haroya kilayim shel Toira al Chaveroi. It's not you who have the kilayim. You observe your friend is wearing kilayim. Afidu Ayom Alech Pashuk. Even your friend, he may be the chief rabbi, is walking the shuk. Jump on him and rip it off him. Even some your friend, because it's kilayim and chokim covered the rav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Zokter Ramah nein v'yesh imrim v'imaya loy v'shoigeg. If the wearer is innocent, he's a shaykik, he's not aware of what he's doing, ain't tzoch lo yimar lo bashuk, you don't have to tell him, shum kovet avriyos, and yishtoik vali frashenu b'shaykik, just shut up. Just shut up and kovet avriyos, and don't take it off him.
It's just like a lack of mixing of the week with the butcher.
You know, what?
He sells crepe meat.
Yeah.
He scrapes rice, so he gets to return the money. It's only drabunim. He doesn't because shaykik is not like...
Okay, but that's true for derice. That's right. This is derice. He's wearing kilayim derice. What's pshat? What's going on? What do you mean? Gemara says, yeah. What's the difference if it's me wearing kilayim or someone else wearing kilayim? So really, it's a very fundamental machlekes. What is the girsa in the Gemara? The Shulchan Aruch's girsa is haroi kilayim al chaveroi. Even to your friend, you got to rip off his kilayim. According to the Ramah, the Gemara says, wear kilayim on your own clothes, not to someone else. What's the difference if it's me or someone else? If it's me, it's kum ve'ese, I'm wearing the kilayim. Kum ve'ese, covered rears, doesn't work. If it's on my friend, for me to shut up is sheva al tase. My chiyuv to separate him, he doesn't know about the kilayim, he's a shoygek. I know he's wearing kilayim. So for me to shut up is shev al taseh. Kavod Adrius works with shev al taseh, allows me to shut up. So there are more paskins, you don't have to tell your friend. The Shulchan Aruch says you do. Made it to Ramah L'Shitosai. We asked, what's with this kohen? We tell the kohen, we know the kohen's with the mace. If the kohen knows himself, he must run out. We don't pass an itoisus, go like Rashi. That if you know that you're with oil and mace, even by Issa Kuna, you have to run out. But we ask, but how is it we are allowing him? We are causing him to stay, we're calling him outside, we are enabling him to get dressed. We ask, what's pshat in the Ramah? The answer is Ramah L'Shitosai. Because for us, to him, is the Sheva Al Tase.
Where's the Tavish Shulchan Aruch? Does everyone agree that by Shevi Al Tase, like it's okay? This is the Alpha Vera, yeah. Definitely Shevi Al Tase.
But since.
So the Shulchan Aruch should agree that.
No, the Shulchan Aruch is. Since for him it's the Kumba Esa, I have to stop him from his.
I'm saying the case yeah. Of
Shem. Yeah. But he's doing Kumba Esa. Shulchan Aruch is learning, since he's doing Kumba Esa, I've got to stop him from his Kumba Esa.
He's doing Kumba.
Yeah.
Even though for me it's not.
Yeah. Chil Hashem and Chol Kim Kol V'Lo Rav. It's Kum Ve'Esa being done, so you got to stop it. When they're more, I am not doing Kum Ve'Esa. I'm going to be passive and shut up. So therefore, very good. Same thing over here. If the Kohen knows there's a mace in the room, he doesn't have the liberty of getting dressed. Because this is a Kum Ve'Esa. And there's no head to cover the Prius. Because we're going like Rashi, not like Tosfos. But for us, we have the liberty of not telling him. We could call him outside or we want to schmooze with you. Because for us, we b'shev al tas, we have a head of kavod abrius b'shev al tas. So we don't tell him. We just in a clever way cause him to get dressed. For us to shut up, for us not to reveal the information is a shev al tas. The kohen is not aware that there's a mason in the room. Yeah, but we, that's true, he's doing kumaseh, but we, by us keeping our mouths shut, shev al tas. That's the Ramal Shitosta. If you see your friend wearing kinai in the shuk, you don't have to tell him if he's a shoykek.
That's called shev al tas.
By me keeping my zipping my lips is a shev al tas.
You cause him to do a
hajj. Yeah, but I am passively, okay? That's good for the machleik. The kuzan machleikas. There are more paskins that, as long as I am not doing an activist, I can be quiet. The Shulchan Aruch says not that way. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, you've got to stop it because he's doing active action. Okay, let's continue. In the meantime, where are we holding with our kohen? So where are we holding? Our coin's in the mikvah, right? He's Kiyomi Valdoi. Can we? Where are we holding right now?
And it's
Tosfos, and we apparently Ramah doesn't go with Tosfos. So, the situation is not so great. We're going to try and find the heter for him, right? We want to help him.
Can we at least grab a towel?
No. What? That's hard. It's even worse. They're also not going with Tosfos. I mean, the Shulchan doesn't speak about it, mate. You're right.
Usually the Ramah is good like Tosfos. You know, the famous thing that, like, by Hanukkah, you switch around. Here's another example.
The Shulchan didn't. I don't know what the Shulchan holds about Isser Kuhuna. We don't have a Shulchan about this. But Isser Kuhuna, what he holds. Fine. So let's continue and try and help our Kohen, okay? Let's go back to our Kilayim case. And I want to go back to our first question I asked you. So we learned that Kavod HaBrios overrides Korban Pesach, because it's Shev Al Tase. We can't override Kilayim, because that's Kum Ve'eseh. And I asked you, Rabbi Yisai, I asked you, what is Kilayim? What? Let me ask you, why is it it's called a Kum Ve'eseh? The guy says, I'm not going to put the kilayim on, I'm just not going to take it off. Why do we look at kilayim as being a kum ve'eseh? Surely it's a shev al tase. If the guy wants to put the kilayim on, the kilayim are off, wants to put them on himself, that's a kum ve'eseh, that's actively transgressing the Torah. This guy already has the kilayim on. Didn't know about it. It's a fact, he's wearing his kilayim. For him to wear them another 2 minutes and just walk home and he can get undressed privately, isn't this a Sheval Taseh? I'm just not taking them off. If I freeze, it will stay on me. So now I'm going to walk to my home and get undressed. Why is this not called a Sheval Taseh? This isn't saying the Torah not to go Dara Adam. It's not to wear. It's not based on distance. But yet, the Gemara is clearly telling us that Kilayim is a Kum Ve'eseh. Why is that the case? Okay, so isn't he passively wearing it? I mean, he is wearing it. He's not taking it off. Sorry? I know, it definitely is a bad situation, you shouldn't be on him. We're just discussing, is this passive or active? Now, Barrio, we're discussing a case, I'm filling in for Rabbi Sobotsky. We're discussing a case where Kohen's in the mikveh, in the water, and someone dies. Can the Kohen allow himself the liberty to get dressed and walk out, and run out? Or does he have to run out as he is? Without a towel. Okay, that's what we're discussing. So why is it the kilayim is called sheva al tase? The answer is because to the right now. Why is kilayim described as being kum ve'ese? Surely it's a sheva al tase. He already is wearing the kilayim, just not taking them off. The answer must be that to the right now, he's just leaving them on. Since he put the kilayim on, every moment is a continuation of his first original act. He actively put them on himself. And why is it on? Because he put them on. Why is it still on? Because it's all continuation of his original ma'aseh. This must be the definition. Sorry? Like what? Shehiyah. Shehiyah, yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, this is a connection to the Shia. Right? In fact, Tosfos says in Shavuos, Daf Yuzayin Amud Aleph, came in the Tchila Salavisha Yadei Maisa, therefore Choshiv Shehiyah Ka Maisa. Just here, but the very fact he keeps them on is called a Maisa, because it started with a Maisa. Therefore, this may help us. This Kohen, right? If we can prove, so by him staying in the room to get dressed, if we can prove it's a sheva al taseh, then he could. Because Kovel Avrius will override sheva al taseh.
So might depend if the guy died if, before he got there.
Ah, gewaldig, gewaldig. Wonderful, though. Amazing. If we can prove if this is a kum ve'ese situation, then it'll be awesome for him. Therefore, let us make the distinction. When did this mace die? There could be a case that he was dead even before the Kohen walked in. Maybe he died in the bathroom. No one realized he was dead. And then the Kohen walked in. Or after the Kohen walked in, did the person die? What's the difference? In the case where the mace was there already, just people weren't aware of it, the mace was there already. So, what caused the Kohen actively walked into the mikvah? Okay, he's not going to be punished for that. You know, he was oines, he wasn't aware of it. But since he actively walked in, so this is like the kilayim. We wear the kilayim. Every moment is a continuation of your original levisha. Here's what: he walked into the room. He walked into the olam meis. This is all continuation of his. Since he actively entered the olam meis, every moment is a continuation of that kum ve'ese. Then he wouldn't have a heter.
You don't have to even come on to that. It's always a kumbase because he's getting dressed.
There's no answer to get dressed.
Yeah, it is. It's not like the guy in the shuk is wearing it already. It's not like the guy in the shuk is wearing it.
He is ready in contact with the mace. It doesn't matter if he's going to smoke, listen, check his emails, or get dressed. It's all the same thing.
He's still being active. He's getting dressed.
Why? There's no answer to get dressed.
It's defined by the case, beginning of a...
But in the case where the guy was alive when the Kohen walked in, so there's no meaning to the Maisa. The Kohen did something meaningless. When he walked in the room, that was fine. There's no problem with that. We're not going to focus on when he walked in, because there was nothing there. There was no mace. When the Malach HaMavet pays a visit and takes someone away, so now I'm here. The Tumah comes. Tumah came about. This Sheva al taseh, but I'm supposed to leave. But you know, if I'm not going to leave, I'm passively, I'm just not doing my obligation. My obligation is now to leave. By me not leaving, I'm Sheva al taseh. Kavod Avrius would allow for that. Shmak. So this would give us another heter. So if he dies afterwards, then there's no kum ve'ese over here. So then we could have a heter kavod avrius. But if the mace was dead already, and the kohen walked in with his own two legs, then it would be a problem of that would have, that would be kum ve'ese, and we know heter. No, because there's no issue to get dressed. There is chiv is to leave.
But the longer he stays, it's not kum ve'ese.
So now we do have another sneef, which is what Pesach is all about. You're probably a descendant of the Ravid. Because the Ravid says in the Rambam, not in the Zerus, he says, Kohanim bezman hazet mei meisein ועוד אין עליהם חיוב תומה. ומחייב עושם עולה ורבי ראיה. The Raivis says, since that's may mace him anyway, so you can't be mechayev. Says there's no issa for the kohanim. The Noi Yehuda brings this on the page on the Shulchan Aruch. So you have a Raivit, but we don't go with this Raivit, and even this Raivit could still be as a drabonon.
Say that anyway. Why don't they go to Foros?
So they could. They could. Bring this
Raivit. So the Raivit would agree in Lotus Manazeh.
So you must be a descendant, you must be from the Sharoshim of the Raivit, but you feel. So one last point.
Before the next market share.
Right. I'll ask him to not be angry with me. One last point. Okay, let's say we allow for the coin to get dressed. We're gonna rely on toys first. So he can wear his pants. Can he wear a shirt? Can he wear his undervest? His vest, can he wear? Okay. We're giving a heter kavod abrius. Question, what counts as kavod abrius? So wear his tie? Is that also going to be matter him to stay in the mace?
On the person,
okay. But to wear his tie, can he stay around to or for that he has to run out. What counts as kavod abrius? So we have a sugya in Shavuos. In Shavuos Lamed Amud Beis, it says over there, "Iktsuvim Rabbonon." So a Talmud Chacham, who's been called to testify in a little Beis Din, he doesn't have to go. Because you have Iktsuvim Rabbonon, you have Ichveis, the Rogachov. And he has some testimony to tell us. A little Beis Din of three Avreichim who just finished now the Dayanus first time, and they're telling the Rogachov to come and testify. He's not mechuyav to go. Kavod Abrius, it's against his gross dignity to go. Says the Maram, it's only true for Momenus. If it's a monetary matter, he is potter. But for Yisurim, he has to go. Meaning, if he knows Eidos that person's husband is dead or alive, the woman wants to get remarried, says my husband's dead, he knows the husband's alive, then he has to go. Because for Yisurim, there's no heta of Kavod Abrius. In Chochma ben Tvula Neged Hashem, fake toys for us. Why? Why is there no heta for Yisurim? This is Sheva Al Taseh. Why should he have to go? It's true, there's no heta. You have his dignity. It's true, there's the rights over here. But for him not to go is being passive. Why should he have to go? Answer twice first. Two answers. The second answer he answers because since they're going to do an Issa Bekum Ve'Essa, this woman's going to get married. Going to get married to someone else. She's going to actively be doing Averas. So that you have no heta. That's called kum v'esa by you as well. That's the Rama. That's the Shulchan Aruch. You have femor. Exactly. That's the Shulchan Aruch. First answer is taste first. We only permit things with a covenant with a big bizoyan. For a person to be naked in the shuk, that's a big bizoyan. That overrides the rights. The Sheva'al test. For a Talmud Chacham to testify, as big as he may be, that's a bizoyan cotton. That doesn't allow you to override the rights. So we will distinguish between the levels of Kavod Abrius. So to bring this back home, I think same thing over here. To go run out naked is a big bizoyan, extremely big. To go out without your tie, even as important as you may be, it doesn't count as a big bizoyan. So okay, where how far are we going to take this? Shirt, vest, later. But this is the principle. There's something called a big bizoyan and a small bizoyan. The small bizoyan, when the first half says, there's no heta of doing the right stuff. Okay, anyway, so we just summarize what we learned. We discussed this kayan in the mikveh. Can he run out? Does he have to run out naked or can he get dressed? So we have Machoyes Rashi and Toysfus. According to Toysfus, that the kum ve'ese that will permit you to transgress an even Mekum Vester. Rabbi Kreger brings it down in Hilchos Tzitzis. So that's a snif. We saw the Ramah doesn't go with that, but still it's a snif in the Shas Atchak. This is indeed the Shas Atchak. We've got to try and help this Kohen. It's not our place to be Machmir. Here we got to help this guy. So Shas Atchak, we have Tosfos to rely on. Second of all, we can distinguish if the guy died before the Kohen went in or after he went in. If it was after he went in, we can define this as a Sheva Atase. Third of all, we have the Raivert as a snif, which a Noidi Ruda brings down on the page. Dogam Ravava brings it on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. That's still a snif to add in, throw in, even though we don't pass it on the right, but still it's something to throw in. And we left as an open question, even if we can permit the coin to get dressed, how much can he get dressed? To what level? Okay, thank you very much, Koyach. We're starting in